We move next to another country with its own share of troubles, Nepal. A peace agreement in 2006 ended a decade-long war between Maoist rebels and the government, but political deadlock has ruled the day ever since. Still, one Nepalese lawmaker foresees the day when his country will be a mecca for tourists. In his vision, many of those tourists will be gay. And his vision, that day has arrived. Habiba Nasheen introduces us to Sunil Babu Pant in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu.
Sunil Babu Pant walks through the narrow alleys of a popular tourist area in Kathmandu, Nepal. He stops at a cafe overlooking a bustling street.
This is very trendy. A lot of young people like to come here. It's frequented by a lot of gay people.
Pant is the first openly gay member of Nepal's parliament. He recently launched a campaign to turn Nepal into a gay tourist destination. But he admits it may take some convincing.
A lot of people, gay, lesbian visitors who have never visited Nepal, may have thought Nepal is a very conservative country, and then, you know, the country, they may not welcome or discriminate them on the grounds of their sexual orientation.
And it's not just Pant who wants to attract gay tourists.
My name is Kishore Thapa. I'm the Secretary of Tourism and Civil Aviation of the Government of Nepal.
Thapa says that political turmoil almost killed Nepal's tourism industry.
And it gave a very bad image of, to the outside world that Nepal is unsafe, insecure, and nobody should visit Nepal. So to change that negative image of the country, we decided to observe 2011 as the Nepal Tourism Year.
Nepal is celebrating Tourism Year in 2011. Nepal, known to be rich for cultural heritages, gives you a variety of cultures and festivals.
Nepal has been running ads to ramp up tourism. The government plans to attract 1 million visitors in 2011. That's double the number it says visited in 2009. Kishore Thapa says a key to boosting tourism revenue is attracting affluent tourists, for instance, gay and lesbian visitors.
I know that this type of tourists, they spend a lot. And we want tourists in this country who spend a lot. We are very open and liberal in this issue.
But that openness is fairly recent. Up until 2007, homosexuality was illegal in Nepal. Sunil Babu Pant took the issue to the Supreme Court. He won the case, and Nepal has not only decriminalized gay sex, it's now considering legalizing same-sex marriage. It now also recognizes transgender as a third gender on national ID cards. Still, Tourism Secretary Thapa concedes that not everyone here is ready to welcome an influx of gay tourists.
So we have to make some kind of a balance between our culture and tourism. We don't want our society to react negatively to such type of tourist, because the security of our tourist is our prime concern.
On the streets of Kathmandu, Dipendra Ghimare works at a hotel, says he doesn't like the idea of gay tourists.
If they come, employment will increase. They will come here, and if there is peace, they will like it. And when they return to their country, they will tell others about how nice a country Nepal is. Then more tourists will come.
But another man, Jay Kishran Rajpur, who sells souvenirs, says he sees the economic potential.
It would be bothersome. Our culture doesn't allow it. I'm sure slowly that'll change, but right now, it's not comfortable.
And Pant is counting on that. He started a travel agency called Pink Mountain that offers gay weddings and honeymoon packages in Nepal. He thinks people in Nepal will come around.
But I think once they see how the economy gets better with and contributed by this market coming Nepal, even there are few who may have concern, will be supportive.
And if nothing else, Pant hopes the lure of more money will help Nepal usher in a more tolerant society. For The World, I'm Habiba Nasheen, Kathmandu, Nepal.
Habiba Nasheen's report was partially funded by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.